and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a winepress. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots! Let me bring me over. There I am. Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. This is it. This is such a great day. I'm so happy to be with you guys. We are going to look at, as we always do, the current events in the light of God's Word. This is biblical, as always. And this was a really big day with President Trump doing some really big explosive information, I think, at the cabinet meeting. And I wanted to share with you guys what all he said. If you guys are new here, I'm Melissa Redpill. And like I said, we look at the current events in the light of God's Word. My website is melissaredpill.com. Check it out. Tons of free resources over there for you so you can get red-pilled about the truth about end times. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. We've got lots of videos if you want to find out about the lineage of President Trump or the lost tribes of Israel. Also, the biblical astronomy, just tons and tons of research about how this is biblical times. If you're familiar with anyone who happened to say this is biblical times, make sure everybody to hit the like button right now. Hit the like button and make sure you always share. I really do appreciate you guys sharing all this great information with everyone. So let's jump in here. This was really funny that our Rubio had this great thing to say. I thought this was so fun because here we are about to head into Labor Day. And so he was telling everybody how he has, well, just listen to what he says.
This comment already needs to be echoed again. You were elected as the president of working Americans, and that's why this Labor Day is so meaningful. For me personally, this is the most meaningful Labor Day of my life as someone with four jobs. And so...
I love that. I love that. You know, it's really great. You know, we've not been to all these different cabinet meetings, but the vibe is just so great. Everyone who was there and speaking just, it's just, they're all just such great people that we know that we, you know, that they are just really love America and that they're fighting for our country. And, but also how much you can tell each one of them loves President Trump and has a great relationship with him. And I just love that. I'm going to show you some of the other things that President Trump said that did not make everybody happy. And that's the first thing I wanted to show you. This was what I believe caused the deep state to panic. He just out of the blue, just off the cuff, off the side, said this.
You know that? Anybody murders something in the Capitol, capital punishment. If somebody kills somebody in the Capitol, Washington, D.C., we're going to be seeking the death penalty. And that's a very strong preventative. And everybody that's heard it agrees with it. I don't know if we're ready for it in this country, but we have it. We have no choice. So in D.C. and Washington, states are going to have to make their own decision. But if somebody kills somebody, like you could have been killed, very lucky you didn't get killed, it's the death penalty. Okay?
Okay. So I had posted that today. If you're not familiar with our social media, I just post all kinds of great things on there. That, like, for example, what President Trump was meeting about in his in this cabinet meeting today. And so if you go to Red Pill, melissaredpill.com, and you go to the social media, you can find the social media there. I posted that today. If you just search death penalty, you'll see it on there. And what I think is a great thing to do whenever you see a post about a controversial topic like this, that you really support President Trump and what he's doing, I think it's a great idea for you to put a comment on there, hit like, and so that everybody knows, yes, he's saying, I don't know if America is ready for it. Well, we are ready for it. We definitely are ready for it. We are not waiting, you know, on anything. We want him to go ahead and do what is necessary to get rid of these evildoers. So I just wanted you to hear that from President Trump. That was huge. And I know that the deep state is panicking because of that. All right. So this was another thing I think that would cause them to panic. Check this out about the pardons. Okay. Let me start at the beginning.
Look at that, Pam. Is that a good signature? Seriously, is that a good signature? Who can write like that? Nobody. I don't know. That's the other thing. I assume we're looking at the whole auto pen scandal.
Sir.
Because the person that ran it said he spoke to it briefly twice about nothing. That means that all those pardons that he gave to some very bad people, very unpatriotic people, very evil people, it looks to me like those pardons are worthless. Because, number one, you shouldn't use an auto pen very specifically. But if you do, it has to be a very good reason. And they have to know that the president wanted it. The president didn't want this. The president didn't know he was alive, okay? He never approved any of this stuff. He wasn't for open borders and all the other things. He was never for open borders. I've known Biden a long time. He was never very sharp. But he was never in favor of open borders and all of the other things he did to destroy our country. Let's go.
Lastly, sir, this is an executive order on flag burning.
Now, oh yeah, how about the flag burning? That'll get you a 1 year vacation in hell, in the jailhouse, if you wanted to burn a flag. So yeah, he's not playing about that either. This is the day that justice comes down. They were not playing with people who commit these crimes. Now, as far as the pardons, clearly they felt the need to get a pardon. And now he just happened to say, wasn't even part of the meeting today, just off to the side, off the cuff, he's saying that these pardons will not hold water and that's not going to keep them out of hot water. So that's huge. You know, and the reality is many of these people have committed treason, and we know what the penalty is for treason. So again, this is another one to really go and say, yes, we agree with you, President Trump. Put whatever comment you want in that comment section and say, we agree with you. We do not want these people's their pardon to stand because it was done that was under duress, under a false view. Okay, I have a friend coming in with me, and so I'm trying to figure out how to do this because she was here, supposed to be here a little earlier. So let me say, I'm going to go ahead and admit her, and we'll say hello to her. This is my wonderful friend, Carrie Rivera. She is going to join with us in here in just a little bit. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, good.
You know what? Do me a favor, and okay. I want to finish this super real quick, and then just sit in the side, and then okay. I will call you in just about 10 minutes.
Okay. I'll be a good girl.
Okay, because I tried to get you in before, but our time, you know, we missed each other. All right, so okay. I'll see you in about 10 minutes.
I'll just stay right here.
All right, thanks, darling.
Okay, thank you, bye.
All right, so let me see if I can figure out how to do this. Okay, let's see. I don't know how to do this. This is confusing, Melly. All right, let me just do it this way. All right, now, you guys, I just really think that with President Trump saying these things, he is seeding the thoughts of the people so that we understand the seriousness of these charges, these pardons, and many of them, you know, I know he's talking about someone who's killing someone in Washington, D.C., but I really think it's clearly deeper than that because these people have been responsible for the untimely deaths of many, many people, calling for these wars, these jabs, these just all kinds of things that they have agreed to that have people have lost their lives. The Benghazi, today is the anniversary of the untimely deaths of these people, and they were basically left to die in a horrible situation. There are those in the deep state who are responsible, and they must be held to account. That's just what it is. And that's what we are watching President Trump really calling all these things out. Maybe the regular person who's listening just thinks it's just about, you know, just any typical murder. But we know that he is fighting the criminals at the top. The name of this video is, the picture was, we were talking about the treason. These things are treason that they have done. We know that this is about treason, and this is deserving of the death penalty. So, all right, so then the next thing I wanted you to see, again, thank God for RFK. The thing I want you to remember when you think about what RFK is doing, he is in a very difficult position. I'm telling you, he's one of the bravest people on this earth because he's going up against Big Pharma. And I don't think a lot of us realize how dangerous that is. This is billions of dollars that he is threatening them to remove. And so we already know that he removed he withdrew the $500 million from the 22 mRNA vaccines projected, but he already did that. And now he's saying that they're going to ban the COVID vaccine. Now, it hasn't come. He hasn't rolled it out yet. But this is what Newsweek was reporting, that he is reportedly going to ban the COVID vaccine entirely within months. And this comes despite Trump's earlier praise for the vaccine development during the pandemic. Now, this is huge to their bottom line, to their money-making operation. We know not just their money-making operation, but their plan to harm us and to make us sick. And that's what my wonderful friend Carrie Rivera is on today, because she is going to help us to see different ways that we can mitigate the damage that's been done to us and to our health because of all the things that they've done to the food and the air and the water and obviously these drugs. So she's such a wonderful resource. I'm so glad she's on with me. So anyway, I want you to see that and to support that. Again, don't forget to share this particular post. I'm going to go ahead and share the link over in the comment section. That's his huge, and just pray for him, because these people are not playing. Yes, Carrie, is that you? Hello? I thought I heard someone. All right, so here I'm going to share the link. This is the RFK.
Okay.
I think we've got, Carrie's, she doesn't realize we can hear her. We can hear you, darling.
Sorry about that.
Okay, that's okay. Okay, I'm really, I don't even know how to get my screen to do right now. All right, so here's the link, everybody. Here is the one so you can share this for, about the RFK. And, so because my hope is that there are people who will maybe say, you know what, I'm not going to take any more jabs at all. I'm not going to do that anymore because I know that this is so dangerous. And if he's removing it from the vaccine schedule, that's good enough for me to say, you know what, I'm not going to do it. Now, we know that there are people who are brainwashed who still will continue to take it. But the bottom line is we will continue to share the truth. And hopefully some people will listen. So definitely share that one. Now, the next thing is that Kilmar Garcia did this. Let me see if I can make sure that I'm still going here. All right. Kilmar, let's see. Okay. I lost my screen. Where did that go? All right. Let's just come back. Do you guys see me? There I am. Okay. So something is not working. Let's see. Something happened when we did that. I'm sorry. I've got to figure out what is going on. All right. So President Trump is talking about this Kilmar Garcia. As you know, he was sent down to El Salvador. He did not end up staying there because of that congressman who wanted to let him out and have him come back to America. Well, I think it would have probably been better for him to stay down there. I don't know which is better, because once you do these evil crimes, there's no way you could escape justice. And this is what's happening with this man right now. He was brought, as you know, back to Maryland, and everyone's saying, yay, he's out. He's out of jail and he's free. Well, let me tell you, he is not free, because President Trump is not going to allow that. He knows that this man is guilty of human smuggling. Check this out. He's in some serious hot water for literally human smuggling. Check this.
Today, MS-13 gangbanger and human trafficker Kilmar Abrego Garcia turned himself into ICE in Baltimore. Give me a comment on this, and why are the Democrats so emotionally attached to this man who beats his wife and is part of a terrorist organization?
Because they think he's going to be good for votes, and I think he's very bad for votes. These people are deranged. He's not good for votes. He beat the hell out of his wife. His wife is afraid to even talk about him. She's been mauled by this animal. And, through a system of liberal courts, he's doing things. But, no, we have that under control. And Pam has got that very much under control. Do you want to comment on it, Pam?
No, we've got him under control. He will no longer terrorize our country. He's currently charged with human smuggling, including children. The guy needs to be in prison. He doesn't need to be on the streets like all these liberals want him to be. And as part of this operation here in D.C., we've also taken off MS-13 members. We've taken, I think just last night, we got a TDA guy off our streets right here, right around from where we all work. Another TDA member gone because of this project. So we're going to keep America safe from all of these foreign terrorist organizations, including Abrego Garcia.
Okay.
All right. So that's amazing. Something's wrong with my screen. So I'm going to just stop the share if I can. Sorry about that, you guys. So I'm going to stop the share. And maybe that's what I need to do. Bear with me real quick, everybody. Okay, now I'm back. All right. So now that's amazing. And I think if you are aware, which you guys are, that the criminal organization, the drug traffickers, work right alongside the ones at the top, the ones who are in this criminal, all the governors, not all of them, but a lot of these ones at the top. And they're saying, we want to protect our people. Who are they talking about? They're clearly talking about people like this Kilmar Abrego Garcia. And I call him Kilmore because he's one of them. And so that's what they're calling their people. That's so outrageous. But we know that they all work together. And I'm going to show you one of the biggest drug lords of them all. And President Trump is going against him out now also. It's huge, huge. All right, so, the long arm of the law will not allow these people to escape justice. This is different. In the past, they were able to. There's a new sheriff in town. His name is Donald J. Trump. All right, so now this is Maduro. Maduro, we have... President Trump is deploying 15,000. Okay, no, I'm sorry. President Trump is deploying 4,000 Marines to the waters around Venezuela and Colombia, because they work together. If you don't know about Colombia, it's a mess. Colombia is basically run by the cartel. Okay, so let me just read to you what the Gateway Pundit said. I'm going to make it a little bit bigger for you guys. So, not many people are paying attention to this, but President Donald J. Trump and the Department of War Secretary Pete Hegseth have sent the largest military contingent to Latin America in 25 years. The U.S. military is deploying over 4,000 Marines and sailors to the waters around Latin America and the Caribbean as part of a counter-cartel mission. This deployment includes the Iwo Jima Amphibious Ready Group, comprising the USS Iwo Jima, USS Fort Lauderdale, and USS San Antonio, a nuclear-powered attack submarine, three destroyers, the USS Gravely, the USS Jason Duhon, and the USS Samson, a guided missile cruiser, and additional P-8 Poseidon reconnaissance aircraft. Look at that, you guys. All of that going down to bear against Maduro, because he is one of the top drug cartel leaders of the world. working alongside this criminal organization, the cabal, the deep state, whatever you want to call it. And President Trump is going after them. I mean, we are in the middle of the biggest dogfight you ever heard of, okay? Taking it to them. This is what we didn't, you know, I think we were led to believe that they're just some small operators down in Mexico that you could easily take out. This is a big deal. Now, they can't compete with the U.S. military, but that's what's happening right now. The U.S. military is 4,000 Marines going down there to the waters. Now, they're not attacking. We're not attacking Venezuela. But if they try to get any of their drugs out of there to come to America, then they've got another thing coming. Okay, that's what's going on. So the Venezuelan dictator Maduro, just so you know, in Spanish means hard. He's very hardened. He's a hard person. He's made it very hard for the people of Venezuela. One of my dear friends is here from Venezuela, and she's just so wonderful and just heartbreaking to see a country taken over like theirs was. Absolutely horrible what happened. So they're deploying. He's deploying 15,000 troops to the Colombian border. Why the Colombian border? Because this is where their drug traffickers are, right there in Colombia. As U.S. military assets close in on the Caribbean Sea. All right, so that is really, really big to have our troops deployed. And we also, as you know, have the National Guard deployed into our country. So President Trump is taking it to them. This is it. This is go time. He's taking the military to these people. This was one of the saddest things I ever saw, and this was where Netanyahu attacked the IDF, or the Israeli Occupational Force, really, attacked this hospital. And I'm going to show you this. Are y'all ready to see this? I don't even know if I want to show this, but this was an attack on a hospital in Gaza, and they say it was a mishap, right? There have been a lot of mishaps. And so these people were, they're trying to clean up this and put everything back together and try to help the people who were injured. And in the middle of that, another missile attacked. This has to stop. This has to stop. That's all there is to it. I want you to see that also. It's just awful. It's just awful.
Of a camera and a live view broadcast unit used to transmit live video while others gather up a body. The man in the red T-shirt is photographer Hatem Khalid, another Reuters contractor, who can be seen filming the recovery. Then, a second Israeli strike hits the hospital.
I just want you to know that this is not done on accident. This is not something that's done as a mishap. This is done intentionally. And that's the thing I think that the world is waking up to, is that these people are doing this intentionally, and they're not who the media has purported them to be. And so we can share this information. Again, we're the Freedom Force Battalion. Everything I've been talking about today, we're going to go out and share this information, whether it's about the pardons that won't hold water, and they clearly know why they got the pardons, because they're guilty of treason, and the death penalty that President Trump just said will happen in D.C., in the seat of power in our country, and also as well as, you know, what's happening with the cartels in Venezuela. So a lot of people don't even know about that. It's likely not very much on the news, not talked about. But then this is one of the other big things to see, and I'm going to share the link. If you send this to someone, I want you to make sure that they understand what they're going to be seeing is something very horrific. Okay, so here's the link. I'll share this. I'll just say IDF on that link, so you guys can share that. But this has got to stop, and the ones who are perpetrating this evil will be stopped. And this is what the Golden Age is about. It's a time of justice and peace on Earth, and we have to wake up and realize who our enemy is, and they have to be taken out. All right, last thing is that Commerce Secretary Lutnick was talking about something today. This is another big red pill, because, you know, we've talked about the military-industrial complex and how very dangerous that is, because they make money on murder. That's how they make their money. And he's talking about that 97% of the revenue of Lockheed Martin is made from the U.S. government. So basically, they're an arm of the U.S. government. And he says, we need to really have a long discussion of, you know, about how we're going to finance our military munitions, okay? And so what I was saying is getting rich off of murder is not the golden age. That's not what we're going to do in the golden age. That's just not what we're going to do. All right, so I want you to hear what Mr. Commerce Secretary Lutnick says.
We would like a piece of Palantir. We use Boeing services. We would like a piece of Boeing. There are a lot of businesses that do business with the U.S. government that benefit by doing business with the U.S. government. I guess the question is, where's the line?
Oh, there's a monstrous discussion about defense. I mean, Lockheed Martin makes 97% of their revenue from the U.S. government. They are basically an arm of the U.S. government. They make exquisite munitions. I mean, amazing things that can knock a missile out of the air when it's coming towards you. But what's the economics of that? I'm going to leave that to my Secretary of Defense and the Deputy Secretary of Defense. These guys are on it and they're thinking about it. But I tell you what, there's a lot of talking that needs to be had about how do we finance our munitions acquisitions. I think a lot of that is talking. And now you have the right people in the jobs and Donald Trump at the head thinking about what is the right way to do it.
Yes. All right. I really appreciate him telling us what the inside scoop is with our military. They're talking about, you know, changing the whole dynamic. If you know, in Isaiah chapter 2, I've quoted this passage for you many, many times. It says, nation will not rise against nation, neither will they train for war anymore. Now, I understand being prepared and having what we need in case we do have a dogfight, but that doesn't mean we'll have to use it. President Trump is, you see, on it to stop the wars everywhere. He hates wars. He hates the killing. When they mentioned to him about what happened in that poor hospital in Gaza, he said, you know, he hates to see it. Now, again, he's got a lot of very intricate strategy that he has to work around. So we have to be understand that he can't say the things that we can say. So we can call out the IDF for war crimes. He cannot do that yet. Okay. That time will come. That time will come. And now, I believe this is a war crime, too, for the military-industrial complex to have done what it did to the world is a crime against humanity, because they it was in their benefit financially to have war. They may have made some, you know, billions and billions and billions. And, as you know, it's their duty to the dark side to kill off all these people. All right, I'm going to tell everyone a little bit about the widow. I'm writing this the book about the golden age, and I'm loving it. literally, my husband's like, "When are you coming to bed?" It's like 1 o'clock, and I'm still in there typing, because that's the only time I can really, you know, focus on it. And I just love it. And I'm going to read to that to you at the end. But first, I'm going to call in my wonderful friend, Carrie Rivera. Are you there still, darling? Are you still with me?
I'm here.
Okay, can you? Okay, I need to see if I can find you.
Oh, here's my video. There we go.
Okay, can you?
You cannot start your video because it's been disabled.
Okay, because you were on when. All right, so I will see if I can find you, darling, and bear with me. I'm going to. Do not try this at home. Okay, let me see if I can figure out how to get you in, honey. Oh, there we go. I see it. Now, ask to start video. Now you can start your video, maybe.
Start my video.
Now.
Start my video. There you are.
Awesome.
There I am. Hello.
Yes.
Oh, get rid of the glasses.
Hey, I'm so glad to see you. We don't ever have enough time to visit. Carrie was there in Miami at that wonderful event, and I really wanted us to spend more time getting to chat. But anyway, you're a very, very busy woman, and so I'm so glad that you came on me tonight. Now, I have some questions for you, but
okay.
I'm going to tell you guys this about Carrie. For those of you who've been around for a long time, you know that I was poisoned, and I immediately reached out to Carrie, and she sent me these wonderful EDTA drops, and they just helped me so much. It was to solve this problem of me being poisoned, but it took a lot of that took a miracle. And you were part of that. And I really, really appreciate it because my system was locked up. If you've never been able to, in a situation where you can't breathe, you need help, seriously. And so what that does, it was clawing away the toxins that had been attached to my phrenic nerve that were serving my diaphragm and wouldn't let my diaphragm breathe. So thank you for helping to save my life. I appreciate you.
Oh, my pleasure. Yes, so worth saving.
Yes, yes, I wanted to live. I want to live. So I've got to see. I have to see His Kingdom Come. I have to see the Golden Age. So, all right, right. So I have some questions for you, but I know you probably have some things that you wanted to share. So I'll let you do first, and then I'll ask you some questions.
Well, why don't you start it? Because then I can fill in the blanks because I'm not really sure where you want to go exactly.
Okay.
So I can follow your lead.
All right. So this is the thing. A lot of people on my channel, now everyone on our channel has, for the most part, did not involve themselves with the jab.
Oh, thank God.
And they already knew about it. They didn't join in. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go look at where I had written down my questions. Okay. So they did not participate in that, but their family members did. Mm-hmm. A lot of family members did, and they're having the effects of that. And so, okay, that's the first thing is, what would you do if you had a family member who is having these, you know, difficulties from the jab?
Well, all the things that have been tested over the last 5 years, the last 4 years, I should say, one of them is foreign protein cleanse. It was created by Dr. Brian Artis. The other one is the EDTA for the spike protein. The other one is the humic fulvic for the spike protein, and of course the EDTA and nicotine patches are the other one. So those would be the ones that I would mostly.
Okay, you're going so fast. You're going so fast.
Sorry. Let me just close the door because something's going crazy here.
Okay. So she's talking about I've heard about this, but I don't know about it. It opened your door opened
it's
again.
It's that witching hour when everybody's home and people get hungry.
Yeah. The foreign. I've heard of this, but I don't know anything about it. So Dr. Artis created this. Foreign protein cleanse.
Dr. Artis and Dr. Ed Group created the foreign protein cleanse, and that was just, you know, foreign protein. So that kind of is sort of like a standalone, but I really believe that there's so much danger in having that in the body that I would put together all of the things that have been tested to be useful against the, you know, the whole thing. Okay. Not just
that the foreign protein cleanse is bad in the body, but the jab. You're talking about the jab is so bad for the body.
Oh, terrible for the body.
Okay, right.
Terrible.
So the way that you said it, it kind of made me like, what do you mean?
Oh, sorry. Okay. No, the foreign protein cleanse helps to pull out the toxicity from it, but then you still need something for all that metal that's in there, you know, they're forming things and stuff like that. And so, of course, that would be where we would put in like the EDTA, the zeolite, and the humic fulvic. And there were actually tests out of Poland showing the utility for the humic fulvic against the jabs.
The what?
Humic fulvic.
Right.
I just put the humic fulvic right into my water.
Oh, yeah. Well.
I put it right in there, and it can go in stainless steel.
Yeah.
And it also has 77 minerals in it. And it doesn't really have much of a flavor at all. And just kind of every time I make myself my big old water, I throw it in. And sometimes Peter even puts it in our ice cubes. Like he'll put it into the ice cube making machine right into the ice cubes itself.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. So actually, our friend, Doug Godkin, was on here last week. And he was talking about the humic fulvic. And I think of it as dirt, you know, with all the nutrients. Like,
right.
the best dirt that you can use to grow your petunias, but for your body.
Well, the same thing happens. So, for example, whenever there's land that gets washed over by seawater, ocean water, or something, maybe a tsunami, and they want to bring back their fields, they basically use a commercial grade of what we drink on the fields, and it brings the fields back to life. So if it's bringing the fields back to life and our intestines are full of fields, we're bringing back the life to, you know, like a probiotic, but we're bringing back the life that's already in there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's one of the biggest things, you guys. I had a while back, I had some blood work done, and they were saying I really need to make sure that I'm, you know, I eat really, really great, organic and all that, but they said you've got to make sure that you absorb all these nutrients. You can eat the best foods in all the world, but if your body's not going to absorb it, then you're still, you know, you're just, it's just going out of your body. So I think the humic is going to help you to have the good in, good bacteria in your intestines to be able to absorb the nutrients. Am I right?
Absolutely. And it also seals a leaky gut. So, you know, if you've got glyphosate in your food, which anybody who's not eating organic, there's glyphosate in the food. And the glyphosate makes holes in our guts. The glyphosate is killing the little plants that are our microbiota or our flora, however you want to call it. So it actually helps, the humic actually helps to reestablish that and to make it healthier than ever, like it does to the field, exactly the same way. I mean, we come, you know, we're all kind of here similar. So when we ever look at what's happening in the plant life, the same thing is happening in our gut.
Right. So if you ever have a plant that looks, all the leaves look kind of yellow and dwindly, you know, and you say, okay, I need to get better soil. Well, this is really what the humic, like, what do you call that when with the dirt that you buy in the Home Depot, the humic soil? Is it humus? Humus. The humus soil.
But that would be the commercial grade that you would use on your plants. And this is something that is, you know, obviously very, very clean and everything use it into our house.
Don't go get that at the Home Depot. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying that this is the same type of rich nutrients that our body that our body needs that have been lacking. So, okay. So, but as far as a family member, if they were willing to do this, because that's part of the other thing is the thing, it's hard for people to accept that they have done this to themselves, but when that family member is finally ready to say, okay, I want to try something that's going to help me to get my health back, they'll believe that instead of just believing a pill will do it, you know, which is a miracle if someone will face that truth. That's a hard pill to swallow, so to speak. Then you say the humic fulvic, and you're saying also the zeolite, which a lot of my people use the Pure Body Extra that we always talk about. That's on my health page, you guys, Freedom Force Out Live, the health page. This is, it goes into the cellular level to clean out, and even metals. It does heavy metals, and even some of these things that have been put into our bodies that can, So that's huge, and so that would be a very helpful. Then the foreign protein cleanse. That one is very important. I will later on, you guys, I will send you a link to all these things here after we get finished talking. But that, the foreign protein cleanse, and then you said also the EDTA. You say it so fast. It's got this big long name. We're not going to say that big long name. I don't think I can say that big long name. I'm sure Carrie could, but it's the EDTA is basically it. That's the one that claws off the toxins that get onto your nerves or all throughout your body. So what happens is, if you think of it, the way I think of it is that, like on your faucet, the scale gets on there and you can scrub all day long and you can't get that to release. And so I think of the EDTA as allowing those toxins that are in your body to release. It claws them off and makes them release. And that's what I desperately needed because my breathing was so shallow after I hit my phrenic nerve had been attacked with these toxins and I needed those toxins removed. So, you know, what they will do, you know, and I knew better than to go, you know, see some of these doctors who would just say, let's throw a pill at it. We need our body, we need to detox and we need to get nutrients in. And I know I sing that song over and over in order to give our body the best fighting chance to heal. Go on my channel also, guys, freedomforce.live. There's a green smoothie page. Under the health links, go to the green smoothie page and just make one of those. I know it. You're like, this is so much. Once you have it all together, it's not that bad. It's just a squirt of this and a drop of that, and you know. And next thing you know, you have this really great concoction that can build up your health and help your body to fight off the bad guys. Yes. So that was one of my questions. Did you have anything else to add about that?
Well, the EDTA is a general chelator, so it's going to pick up lead and cadmium and other heavy metals, whereas zeolite is very, very specific, very good at getting rid of aluminum and mercury. You know, mercury gets into the brain, it causes the dementia, Alzheimer's and stuff. So if we want to stave off disease, which is happening, I don't know if you've noticed, Melissa, or your listeners too. I mean, it's happening in young people now. You're hearing people in their 50s getting diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's or MS, you know, very young. So we really want to keep our brains free of these heavy metals. And the liquid ones, like the ones that you have or the ones that, you know, that we use, they do pass the blood-brain barrier because they are liquid and they are nano. And that's extremely important. So some people will tell me, oh, I'm using a powder. They're not going to get into your brain. They're going to stay in your gut. And if you have any constipation, they're going to clog you up really badly. So you definitely want to be using a good quality, which doesn't mean that they're very expensive. It just means that they're a good quality. Right. And the other thing with the foreign protein cleanse that I want to mention, I've taken a lot of it, especially when I'm traveling, because you're going to be around people that are huffing and puffing all over you, like, you know, 3 feet away from, no, not even 3 feet, like a foot away from your head is somebody else. You have no idea who they are, and they're breathing next to you on the plane or whatever. You're touching things, you're touching your face. And I mean, not to be overly paranoid, but it is nice to kind of go into the environment a little bit protected. And you know, we got to love our fellow humans no matter what happened. And I'm finding a lot of people, they woke up because of this. So it's like they're embarrassed because they fell for the scam. But at the same time, I think it's very important for us as a movement of alternative media and alternative health practices that they're now on our side and realizing that they were duped. So now we're saying, because, you know, I was duped. My son was harmed by childhood vaccinations. So, I mean, everybody gets here their own way, right? So I think that foreign protein cleanse is definitely something you might want to do for 2-3 months and then maybe take a break. If you're going to travel, definitely be taking it during that time while you travel. And Dr. Artis likes the nicotine patches. They do 5 to 7 milligrams. So when I travel, I tend to do the nicotine patches. And I'm just going to do a little fast thing on nicotine patches. Every cell in our body has nicotinic receptors on the exterior. If we are smokers, and of course they don't want you to know that, and smoking is bad because it's got, every cigarette has like 300 different chemicals. So, but the nicotine itself, like if you were to hand roll, hand chop nicotine, tobacco or something, that's a totally different thing, and smoking is bad for you. I'm not going to get into that argument. But the nicotine itself, okay, let's go with that. The nicotine will seal the nicotinic receptors so bacteria and virus cannot get on the receptors, nor can it get inside of the cell. And if we're using the nicotine patch, it will seal the nicotinic receptors so they can't pick up bacteria and virus. And any bacteria and virus that are already in the cell will get popped out. And then we can use other things like our structured silver or our black seed oil or, you know, whatever it is that you're using to kill pathogens. It's going to be that much more effective and we don't have to do anything heavy duty.
Wow. Well, I think I told you this, but for those of you who don't know about this, you know, when I was attacked by whatever it was in my house that attacked my phrenic nerve, my husband at that time, now he's not smoking now, he read that book that Mel Gibson talked about. It's called How to Stop Smoking. And it worked. It was like the best $11 I've ever spent. And so he doesn't smoke anymore. But at that time, he was smoking. And he did not, this whatever it was in our house in the air did not attack him. He could breathe fine. So that what you just said is proven, in my opinion. It's just that proved it right there. He's like, I don't understand why you can't breathe. And my daughter, who doesn't smoke, came to the house, and she also had a terrible bout of not being able to breathe. Now, for me, it became more chronic because I had been obviously living here in this environment. But I just find that just so interesting that nicotine could do such a thing as that. But that's proven in my case.
And we're not promoting cigarette smoking, but the people who did smoke the cigarettes, they did have the benefit of the nicotine. And if you talk to people who were smokers during the whole COVID thing, whatever that, you know, pandemic thing was, they typically didn't get COVID. I am still yet to interview a smoker. And I, you know, I'm always like, hey, did you get COVID? You know, the ones that were unvaccinated smokers didn't get COVID.
Yeah. So cool. Okay, so you said something earlier. You said the nano. And I know these words are, you know, there might be, you know what you're talking about, but I want to make sure everyone understands what that means.
Right. Well, nanotechnology, when it comes to chelators, for example, liquid chelators like the spray or the liquid drops or something, they need to be able to get into the blood system. They need to be able to get into the brain. So in order to do that, they have to be very, very small molecules, whereas the clays, for example, these, you know, they're clay. Clay is like sand. Clay is like powder, right? So these things are not small enough to actually pass through your mucous membrane or anything in the intestine. So they're not going to give you benefit outside of the intestine. Sure, they can have some, you know, if you have some toxicity or something, you're taking like a clay or something, that can be fine for the intestine. But your brain or your organs, not going to work. That's why we want to make sure that we're using something that is nano-sized, meaning tiny, 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 and it can travel through the whole body.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you. That makes sense. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is heartbreaking about the young people getting Alzheimer's. That's just outrageous. There's a beautiful passage in the Book of Jubilees, chapter 23, and it says that there will be no old man, and everyone will be like youths, and that. But before that, it says that even the children will be like old people, okay? And so this is where we are on this timeline. But for the golden age, when our health is restored, which this is what we're moving toward, then it says people won't be old. Our youth will be, as the Bible says, it will be renewed like the eagles. You know, we're going to have our health back. And so it says also that we return to the old ways. And this is what you are so helpful. I just really appreciate you and Doug Godkin and, of course, RFK and all these ones. Dr. Laura at Prescribing Life. I've got to introduce you to Dr. Laura. I don't think I've ever introduced the two of you. But, you know, the true, in my opinion, I'm going to call you guys healers, you know, but I know the Lord heals. But you give us the tools that we need and teach us what we need to do, just like it's talking about in Jubilees chapter 23. All right, so, but it's so awful that, like, young people are like old people with Alzheimer's. Never heard of such, but this is exactly what it talked about in Jubilees chapter 23. Okay, but you were saying you were saying that they could do to remove the effects of having Alzheimer's.
Well, first of all, with the Alzheimer's, they also call it type 3 diabetes. So we have to go back and look at what we're eating. And what are we eating? Processed, high-carbohydrate foods. What do we need to go back to is carnivore. And actually, I just had a consultation this morning with a woman, and we talked about carnivore, and she's all excited. And her husband says, yes, but Jesus said we should eat bread and eat wheat. But Jesus lived 2,000 years ago. Human beings have been here for 2 million or so years. So we want to go back to the diet of humanity. You know, this is not about religion. This is really about our human fingerprint. We are carnivores. People say, no, we were vegetarians. We were not vegetarians. And if you want to see what really is our story, there's a documentary from 1920 called Nanook of the North. And it was about an Inuit Indian who's never seen a plant in his life, had extremely good bones and teeth, was a very healthy person. However, he had a very rough life, like making an igloo every night. He lived on the ice. He battled with walrus and, you know, like sea lions and seals and polar bears, you know, this kind of stuff. So he didn't live past, I think, 35, whatever. But he was extremely healthy, and the people who studied him came back to Bellevue, and they were studied, and they ate literally a zero-carbohydrate diet that was mostly fat and had some protein. But the high-protein parts of these animals, they were giving to their dogs, their sled dogs, because dogs need a very low-fat, very high-protein diet, and human beings need a very high-fat and a moderate protein, zero carbohydrate diet. Okay, so does that mean we all have to go out and just, you know, be, you know, carnivores and life is so boring? No, but if you're looking for health, you do need to start to consider that we have to get away from these other things, and that's going to give us, like, I know, for example, when I'm eating badly, you know, maybe traveling and maybe eating whatever I find, stuff I like junk or something, my joints will hurt. I'm 60, you know, joints will hurt. I used to play, you know, run marathons, do extreme sports. So they'll hurt. But when I'm eating well and I'm paying attention, I'm taking my supplements, I feel great until I look in the mirror. I'm like, dang, girl, you looking old.
You look awesome.
I don't feel old, okay? I think that's, you know, you can. The important thing is we're all going to get old. We're all going to die eventually. But the important thing is to feel good and to get to the end and in good as condition as we can. Right. And that's why we are taking these things to try to avoid, you know, the mental thing. So the type 3 diabetes is definitely from our diets, and that, I believe, is causing these early onset of Alzheimer's and dementia. And then adding to that, we need to start taking things that are anti, you know, chelators, things that are pulling out heavy metals from the body, and we want to make sure that we're doing nano ones so they're going to get into the brain and take that out. And of course, healthy fats are really good and important for the brain. You can do MCTC8 oil, which is the one that is really ketogenic. It puts us into ketosis, which helps our bodies to clean themselves up. One meal a day, OMAD. You know, your body after 5 hours goes into this apoptosis, where the bad cells, the ones that are sick and maimed, will die off. And then, of course, the new ones will be reborn, well, we'd be born to begin with. And then, of course, we'll have this nice, healthy, young body because we're doing this long period of not eating. A lot of people think that, oh, you got to eat breakfast. Breakfast is the most important. And then lunch and then dinner. And we're eating all day long. We can't eat all day long. We have to take large breaks. And if you can do like a 16-hour window from your dinner until your breakfast, that's great. Black coffee, it doesn't, you know, that's black coffee, water, those are all fine things. But if we want to stave off this, you know, mental slowness, which is, you know, dementia, Alzheimer's, you've got to get rid of the heavy metals, and we have to start eating low carb to no carb. And of course, doing these long windows of OMAD, where we're only eating, you know, after we eat like in an 8-hour window.
Right. Well, I have a friend who was trying to become vegetarian. And you know that this is what they're telling all the kids right. to do on social media. And so she was thinking that was the thing to do. That's what she had heard on social media. So she was being she was not eating any meat at all. And she really, I'm just saying, she had a very difficult time with her mental health. And so I said, you need some meat. And so I got her literally some, you know, I couldn't necessarily force her to eat meat, but I said, would you take these amino acids? And within literally 2 days, she snapped out of it. She had kind of lost touch with reality because her body needed the amino acids that you find in protein. So I think that's why they're doing it. Because if you are not able to think because you're starving your brain without, you know, having the right foods, then you can't fight the cabal. You can't fight Big Pharma. You can't fight any of these people. The other thing I wanted you to know about that you're going to love is not only is Jubilees 23 give this wonderful promise, but it also says, everybody tell her in Isaiah 65, it says that we will live as long as trees. I believe that we're going to have, we're going to go back to the health that we had prior to the flood, where people lived 900 and something years. In the Bible, in Genesis 5, it talks about people living 900 years. So I'm serious. That's really what the Bible talks about. In the golden age, we're going to be able to restore, you know, our health to live long lives. So get ready for everyone to be well. All right. So So the other thing is for those who kind of said it fast, but I want for those if you didn't catch it, I think she's saying, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that for those who are having difficulties with their, you know, potentially like Alzheimer's at a young age, and likely is from this thimerosal in all these vaccines that I've heard that can potentially cause it. But anyway, they took it out
and then they cranked up the aluminum so that we wouldn't notice the difference. By the way, that's a big thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I know that RFK was saying to take the thimerosal out.
Yeah, they took it out a while back, maybe 20 years ago, and then they put in a ton of aluminum. So maybe some of them still contain it, but most of them don't contain it. So, you know, and it's kind of a smoke and mirrors, because if all of a sudden they take out the thimerosal and the autism goes to zero, which that wouldn't happen because the vaccines in general are just a problem, but they did pump up the aluminum. And, of course, the autism has changed over the last 23 years that I've been walking in this world. It's changed. It's different. The brains are different. And, of course, the toxins are different, and there's more vaccines in there as well.
Okay. I'm going to talk real quick. I want to ask you about methylene blue. And then I also want to ask, I want you to talk about autism, because that's your wheelhouse.
My wheelhouse.
Yeah.
That's my wheelhouse. Well, you know, I work with also a lot of people that don't have autism. I work with people that are, you know, just dealing with kind of general issues now. One of the big ones that I'm finding is fear, anxiety, and depression. And I think if you go on X or you follow Melissa Redpill or, you know, anything that's happening in our world today, it's very unstable. And it's very disturbing because it's unstable in a way that we've never really seen before, you know, in our lifetimes. So it's very warranted to feel that way. But there's two supplements that I recommend taking every single day. One is methylene blue, and the other one is lithium orotate. Actually, my lithium orotate's on my desk, and I take it every day, twice a day. I take it with meals. I take it when I'm sitting at my desk because I forgot. And what they do, they have really great things. So, you know, some of the stuff that we can get all caught up about, you know, the world is going to, you know, hell in a handbag, things are really bad. Well, if you take the lithium orotate, you tend to be very balanced. And it's not lithium the drug. And I wonder why lithium the drug came out, you know, after, of course, lithium orotate is just a mineral. I think that they made it so dangerous so people wouldn't actually seek out the actual original mineral, which is not dangerous. It's very helpful, and you can take it for the rest of your life. And it's really good for your circadian rhythms. So after when the sun starts to go down, guess what? We start to get sleepy. By 9:30, 10, we're just really ready for the pillow instead of being all stressed out, like, you know, nails on a chalkboard and kind of scary. And methylene blue does something very similar. But methylene blue will actually fix broken mitochondria. And if you have an autoimmune disease like autism or cancer, you automatically know you have broken mitochondria, because you cannot have an autoimmune disease if you don't have broken mitochondria. So how do you want to keep yourself cancer free, or, you know, any of these illnesses that we're seeing that are autoimmune, MS, Parkinson's, I mean, all these things are on the rise. You want to be taking your methylene blue. And of course, there's a lot of negative stuff right now because they don't want you to know about it. Same like, you know, with why did they make lithium so toxic as a drug when the lithium orotate, which is the mineral, is so incredibly good for us.
And well, why did they talk about hydroxychloroquine's no good? Right, same thing. Ivermectin, whenever something is good, they just start trying to scare everyone.
Exactly. So I believe, and I take, you know, like Doug God, because I love the multi. It's got really good minerals in it. It has some vitamins. So there's certain things that I do take every day, and I recommend the methylene blue. And you can put it, if you don't like the blue mouth, you just put it in a capsule, and you can pop it back. You just make it at the exact same time you're going to take it.
Or your green smoothie. I do the green smoothie. I just toss it in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you can do anything like that. I like the capsule method. I just put the liquid right in the capsule, cap it, and throw it back. And then the lithium orotate. There are no detox symptoms with these, because a lot of people are like, oh, am I going to feel bad? Am I going to herx? No herxing, no feeling bad. And lithium orotate, all the great benefits of lithium orotate, you're going to see over 90 days. So in the first 7 days, and then go on. And my younger son has, he has autism. He's 25 years old. He's pioneered my work to bring back thousands of children with, you know, God's hand, of course, from autism. But the lithium orotate, on the first day that he took it about 6 months ago, maybe 7-8 months ago, anyway, time went fast this year. So anyway, school contacts me and they're like, hey, the best day ever. And I'm like, come on now, stop it. You know, like one day you don't see anything better. Well, anyway, he just was so much better, happier, easier, you know, just carefree. And I started taking it, and I just noticed, like, you know, the stuff that really you get bent out of shape about, or maybe even kind of like have like a little hissy fit about something that happened, it puts it into perspective. And then, of course, that sleep piece is really just fantastic, and it just has so many benefits for the body as far as character balance. I'm just feeling better. I'm feeling balanced.
So lithium, the lithium orotate you're talking about.
Yeah, the lithium orotate is amazing. For balance, just really balancing the circadian rhythms. You know, people are having such a hard time sleeping, and I've been one of those, like, wake up in the middle of the night, like, or just laying in bed, like, I'm so tired, I get in bed, and I can't sleep. Like, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning rolls around, I'm still there worrying about a million different things, and what if, and just crazy. But then I started with lithium orotate, and you know, all the same stuff is there, but I'm not really worried about it anymore. I'm just sleeping through the whole thing. Yeah. I can get up and worry about it if I want to. So I put a lot of people that are just like us, because I work with people just have, you know, minor little things, or they might have bigger things like maybe, you know, IBS, or just, you know, intestinal issues for a long period of time, or things that are creeping up. And of course, I think it's also important to give people the permission to go on a diet, or the permission, like the lady today. She's like, you know, I saw you in a video. I saw how you were so much heavier, you know, because you could see I was going through a really bad time in my life about 6 years ago with narcissistic abuse and all that kind of stuff. So, like, I just got rid of that, finally got over that, and got really, just happy in my own peace, my own life, and, you know, reclaiming my own life. And she's like, wow, I identified with you, because, you know, while she's in her 60s and overweight and stuff, and you just say, like, listen, Don't worry about it. Do your best every day. And even if you fall a little bit every day, it's only a little bit. It doesn't start off in the morning and continue all day long. Do your OMAD. You know, even your 8-hour window, you're going to have benefits, and you can't pack back that much food anyway. Mm-hmm. And you know what they said, let thy food be thy medicine. And that's so incredibly true, because we are what we eat. If we're eating meat, we're doing carnivore, that's fantastic. And even if you're a vegan, like, well, there's people that are like, I'm not going to kill to live or whatever the case is. Okay. But, you know, be mindful of that window of time that you're eating, and it's really still going to benefit you. So try to do the best that you can.
And also get your protein in from other sources. Make sure you get your protein. Yeah, and that's what my friend was not doing. The other thing is, I have a dear friend who was struggling with kind of starting to laugh at inappropriate times. And I called Carrie. I'm like, I'm so glad that I'm just, you know, have you a way to contact you and say, give me advice about these things. And so she was saying, you know, try the methylene blue, because that can help to settle those nerves down. Anyway, so I think that's basically what's happening, but I'm not a doctor. Anyway, but you can go on CarrieRivera.com, and if you wanted to talk to her specifically about your specific, you know, issues that you have questions about, she can, I think, even 15-minute increments, 30-minute increments.
For the people that don't really have big issues, I'll do 30. And of course, if it's autism, I need the whole hour. But and then for follow-ups, we just do 15, and you know, we can, and usually, like the lady today, I'm like, you know, just text me if you need anything, because really I think she's a pretty easy case. There's a lot of gut issues, you know, overweight and pain in the hip and the knees, DMSO, you know, like, so there's a lot of really simple stuff that you can do, and I just, you know, outline it, and then you go forward and you feel better. And diet is so incredibly important. But again, if you know you're not a meat eater and you're just not going to do it, okay, let's focus on good fats like olive oil, MCT C8 oil, these kind of things. And then, like you said, get your proteins from other sources. But don't forget, you need protein and fat.
Oh, I meant to ask that earlier. Okay, you're saying it so fast. MCT, what's that again?
MCT for medium chain triglyceride. And it's the C8 that you want. So there's one called Bulletproof. I mean, there's quite a few different labeled of them, but the C8 is what you want.
Okay, so is this something you drink, or is this you cook with, or what?
You don't cook with it. You can add it to your smoothie, or you can add it to your food, a soup or something like that, or anything mushy, you can put it in there, because it doesn't have any flavor, doesn't have any odor, which, you know, coconut oil does. And that's why there's C6, C8, C10, and C12. But the C8 is the one that has no flavor. It doesn't give you, like, doesn't burn your mouth, and it doesn't taste funny or smell funny. So that's why that vegetarians and vegans like that one.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. You're just a wealth of knowledge. I didn't even say this at the beginning, and most of you guys know Carrie because she's been on the show before, but it's been a minute. It's been a while since we've been together. Mm-hmm. Carrie has her son was really bad case for autism, and so she just prayed and she fought and she researched and she did not stop until she found the solution, and she has helped her son come just a millions miles from where he was. So it's just really amazing. And as difficult as that was, then she has used that to help other people, other parents who are struggling and want to help their children and don't know what to do, because they don't really give you a lot of hope in the medical community. And so I really am so thankful for you. She actually has a book. Tell us the name of the book.
It's called CD Protocol. But the good news is I just did a rewrite, and it's called Carrie Rivera Protocol, which I think is more indicated, because it really works for not just autism. And my son, he's really been my driving force to bring this forward for the last, you know, 22 years that I've been dealing with the autism. And then, of course, 16 that I've had my own protocol. And now we have thousands of children, thank God, recovered, fully recovered from autism, because autism is avoidable, treatable, and recoverable. So we can't say that C word, so we're just going to call it that. But there's so much hope now, Melissa. And that's why when people go to the doctor, you know, the neurologist or the psychiatrist will say, there's no hope. It's because they weren't taught it in school.
No.
But, of course, this is something that grew out of my love and passion for looking for solutions for my own son. And I believe, you know, like you do, these things are all God's all over them. We're just the missioner, the people doing the mission here on Earth. That's
I did
it.
Not ever expect to be, to get to, this is just an unexpected pleasure to get to meet and know, wonderful people like you. I was, when this all happened and we woke up, everyone on my, Freedom Force Battalion woke up and they realized, we were dealing with people who were very evil, hurting children and harming humanity. And we're like, we have to join together. We have to expose all of this. We have to be the truth tellers. And this is what, the Lord has awakened humanity to do. I just didn't really expect to be, to have all this wonderful information about our health, but it's obviously going into the golden age. If we don't have our health, then what good is it? We're going to, die off. We have to have our health restored. We're going to have health and wealth and peace. All right. So I'm going to, before we go, and I would love, you have to come back on because, I need to have more of this on the screen for our brains to really, because I know this is easy for you, but I think it would be really helpful if next time we have like screens that we can show everyone and make it super simple. All right, so I want to share the screen because this is that one passage I was working on. And let me see if I can figure out how. Okay, here we go. Yay, I got that working. All right, so let's see if I can, just something's different on my screen from what it usually is. Okay, so this is, I was working on the chapter called The Golden Age of Righteousness. And so basically that sounds like a real, religious word. Just think of everybody doing things right, whether in the medical community or in the courts or in the government or wherever it is, the schools, everyone doing things right and having people there who love people, who love humanity and are there to help, like Carrie Rivera, trying to help people in seeing these 1,000 children well. I mean, it's, imagine every person using their God-given talents to help everyone. So I was writing that, and it reminded me of, there's a passage in Isaiah 65 where it says that that we're not to rest, and we're not to give God rest. We're kind of he tells us to be a pest until we see righteousness throughout the world. In other words, until we see every child with autism healed, until we see everything set right, okay? Set righteous, set in the right way. And so I thought about this woman, the importunate woman from Luke chapter 18. I wanted to share it with you guys because it's not a Bible verse that really is talked about very much. But anyway, it says in Luke 18, there was a woman who was in this city, and she often came to this judge saying, "Defend me from my adversary." Well, that's how we feel. We have this adversary, and we are praying, and we're knocking on the door, like, "God, please save us from these people who are so evil, hurting, children, who are poisoning humanity." I mean, all the things that we are constantly fighting, right? And we, just so you know, we do talk about these things, but always with the eye of faith. And we're not at all worried. None of us, right? You guys in the chat, we're not worried. We're at peace. And we know that we're going to win. And that we know that we're going to have the golden age of, all these wonderful things in the future. So I think that helps us to not internalize that and take that and put that on our shoulders, because we know that we're in the fight, but we're peaceful warriors. Anyway, so she's beating on this door. And it says the judge wouldn't listened to her for a while, but afterward he said to himself, "Though I neither fear God nor respect man." Of course, our Lord Jesus was telling us about the judges. They don't care about God or man. They just, whatever. They just care about themselves. "Yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will defend her, or else she will wear me out by her continual coming." In other words, she won't stop. And this is where you are. I just appreciate you so much. You won't stop fighting for the children who have had autism. And that's the way everyone on my channel feels. Everybody on here is fighting, and God has maybe put on their heart to fight for the schools or whatever area it is to fight for specifically. Now, many of us are just fighting on everything. They share my posts all the time. And so just to get the truth out everywhere they can. But anyway, it says, the Lord said, "Listen to what this unrighteous judge says. Won't God avenge his chosen ones?" That's us. We are his people who are crying out to him day and night. And yet he exercised patience. "I tell you, he will avenge them quickly. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" Will he find us faithful and that we believe his promises that he will set these things right. Well, that's where we are. Yes, we are. If nobody else might believe it, but we are. We believe it, that we're going to have these wonderful days of health. Like you would, the faith that you have is that God will guide me to the answer for my son, and also now for whoever calls me and needs the help, right? So it's wonderful. That's what faith is all about, is that you believe, and you don't just sit and have a pity party about it. You say, I believe that God's gonna heal my son. He's going to guide me to the answer. Like me, you know, the Lord gave me the answer, so I'm alive today. Anyway, so that's what the Lord wants. It says he wants us to be a pest. He wants us to keep knocking and to keep fighting until we see this happen. Isn't that a great story?
There are missions that we have. You know, we've been chosen for certain missions. And, you know, some people choose to ignore the mission, and some of us choose to embrace the mission, even though it's difficult. And the one thing that's been very clear to me is that you're going to be okay. Just keep walking forward. And that's why I kind of joke, like, I'm too stupid to stop. And people are like, ah, you know, you've been raided, you've had everything taken from you. But, you know, it's just that clear, precise concept that is, I believe it is God also, that lets me know that I'm going to be okay, even though it can be really scary and really bad stuff, because where there's light, there's always going to be dark. And, you know, like the carpenter psalm, bless the beast and the children, for in this world they have no voice, they have no choice. So we, because we have a voice and we can make a choice and we can help them, we have to do that. It is uncomfortable. You will lose people you thought were your friends, maybe family. But at the same time, we have to continue to do these things because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
It might not be the cheap thing to do. It might not be the comfortable thing to do, but it's the right thing to do. And I think at this point, too, as September is approaching, we have to pray for RFK Jr., that he does the right thing, that they stop this failed experiment, which is childhood vaccinations. Dr. Stoller has a lawsuit against the CDC. 72 vaccinations before the age of 18 is insane. It's never been tested. None of the vaccines together synergistically have ever been tested. None of the heavy metals and the adjuvants that are in there have ever been tested. We have to call in. And our children are not an experiment. Our children need to be protected. They're sent from God.
Yeah.
This, the unborn and the born, we have to be protecting them. If not, what kind of human being are we, my dear Melissa?
That's right. That's
we
right.
have to be on the right side of history and, of course, on God's side.
Right. And I have every confidence that RFK agrees with you 1,000%. He's up against big harm. I mean, and so, let's pray for him, because he is up against it. We know that he is made out of this very same cloth as his father and his uncle. And I just thank God for him. And I do. We're praying for him. And before we go, we're going to pray specifically for him. If you guys aren't familiar with my books, I lost you. I lost both of us. There we are. I don't know, whatever I've done to the screen has messed us up. Anyway, here are my books right here. The Amazon, on Amazon, if you want to find out more about end times and what I'm talking about, the really good news about end times, read the Decode on Revelation, which is End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. This one, End Times, Major Clues for Minor Prophets, was that all the things that they told us, that we're living them out right now, that we didn't realize what we were, that they were telling us that this day would come. And also, this is biblical. This is 17 Bible stories about, that they're basically a roadmap for us that I just didn't realize what, you know, that they were telling us. These Bible stories were showing us it's like a roadmap for us for the end time. So it's really very, very encouraging. And the other thing I want to show you super quick is this on my website, melissaredpill.com. If you go to the health page right here, Melly's Health Links, you will see a lot of what I've talked about, and I have more research on this here that you can read more about. And if you wanted to, you can go, let me see if I can get Carrie back. Yes, I got you back. You can go to Carrie Rivera, KerriRivera.com, and you can have a Zoom call with her and you know, get into all the details for you specifically, how you can be can recover your health, okay, or your family member's health. All right, I'm going to pray. Is there anything else you wanted to mention before we go?
I think we pretty much covered the general thing, because I'm really, really hopeful, and I think that humanity is coming together now, and there is a lot of reason for hope. I believe that.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll live as long as trees, right, everybody? All right, so we're going to pray, and then you might have to listen back to this, because I know she gave a lot of information, and really, really fast, and like I said, a lot of it that I've researched is over on my health page, but I will try to get some other things for you and put them in the chat before I go, okay? Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you that you are in control and that you are guiding your people through these very strange days, and that you have awakened us for this moment in time, and that you've raised us up for such a time as this to help humanity. And there are many who are still asleep, Lord. Just help us to be able to speak the truth to them in such a way that they can receive it. Lord, I pray you would touch their hearts with the truth so that they can recover their health, and especially for the children, the children's health. And Lord, we just ask that you would please bless RFK. He's under such pressure from Big Pharma, this big money machine, as well as the cabal is bound and determined, we know, Lord, to do damage to the world. So we just trust that you're going to guide him and President Trump and all the white hats who are working so hard for humanity in the perfect way and in the perfect time to save as many people as we possibly can. And then once these who've harmed humanity are gone, as you promised in your word that they will be gone, you say we'll look for our enemies and we will not be able to find them. We believe your promise that that's going to happen, that we will live as long as trees. And there'll be no old man, that will all be like the youths, that our youth will be renewed like the eagles. Until then, Lord, guide us on how to take care of our health and our family's health. And just protect us. Surround us with your angels. I pray for everyone on the battalion. I pray you just guide them on what you would have them to share. All the things we've talked about today. Thank you, Lord, that every day you give us a strong purpose in the things that you have guided us to do. And we're just so thankful to be part of your army to send the light out, to bring in the light on very dark subjects sometimes. But we just thank you that you've allowed us to this amazing, amazing joy. And also thank you for President Trump and all the difficult things that he says, like talking about the death penalty and the pardons, and protect him, guide him, strengthen him, and help us to help him, because he knows that we support what he's doing. And I just pray all these things in your wonderful name, King Jesus, the one who bought all this for us on the cross. Amen.
Amen.
All right, guys. I love you so much. I'm so glad.
Love you, Melly.
Yes, thanks. I'm so, hang on real quick. I'm gonna okay. Stop and then we can just chat real quick.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Okay.
I'm gonna be on I'll be back on the chat in just a minute. And we love you. And I'll talk to you later.